Hello. Welcome. Pour yourself a cup of tea or coffee and let's talk witchcraft. I am your host, Ellen Moon, and in today's episode, I'm going to talk about voodoo dolls. I had a request to talk more on voodoo dolls since I posted about how they can be used for good as well as bad. But I want to mention, before I start, I was accused by someone close to me, someone that I loved dearly. They accused me of doing dark magic, and now they won't talk to me. I want to be clear that I don't practice voodoo or follow that path tradition, but I also don't put limitations on my magic. So, like many others that I've met, I pull from different practices and then make them my own. So, at this point in my life, I've never done any harm on anyone, which is very shocking because so many people have put harm on me. And ill will and, you know, all that bad stuff. But, all right. Moving on. So first, voodoo is a person who deals in spells and necromancy. If you don't know what necromancy is, you can Google it, or I can just tell you. It's communicating with the dead to predict the future. So if you think about it, like, when you use a Ouija board, witch board, spirit board, whatever, you're performing a type of necromancy, because you're communicating with the dead to predict the future, because, you know, you ask those questions, you know, who will I marry, or, I don't know, I can't remember. I haven't used one of those boards since I was a teenager, so I asked all those silly questions. Different names for voodoo dolls would be a poppet, which is very, very common. I like that term. Amulet or charm, or just a doll. I feel like them being called a doll seems, it's like less scary than just voodoo doll, because there's voodoo has like such a just bad, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just, it holds a lot of negative history to it. So doll or poppet, I like. Okay, so using voodoo dolls for good, which you can have a voodoo doll for that represents you, yourself, or someone else. So you can use it for like fertility, marriage, luck, prosperity, self-love, protection, healing, whatever. Like, if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, make a doll of yourself being pregnant. If you have back pain, make a doll of yourself and focus on the area of your back, or if you have pain anywhere else, focus on that area that you want to heal. And protection, like if you or maybe your child or someone else you know needs protection, like spiritually or from physical people, you can make a doll of yourself, your child, someone else, a protection. Sorry, I'm kidding. Make one, let's say, for your child, of them, and put it under their bed, under their pillow, in their backpack. The one I really like to use a doll for is self-love. 'Cause you know, that sometimes gets forgotten, is to focus on yourself. It's not being selfish. Let's be clear. It's not selfish to want to focus on yourself and want to heal yourself of past relationships, childhood trauma, self-doubt, insecurities, fear. You can heal yourself of so many things just by using a doll. It's crazy, but it's true. You can heal yourself using a doll. So what you do is you meditate with the doll first, and you focus on the desired effect you hope it will bring. It helps if you have an altar to put your doll on and, like, do your workings at. Like, I don't think it's ideal to be, like, sitting at the kitchen table with your doll and, like, when the dog's barking or the cat's climbing all over you. Like, you want to create, like, a very designated spot to perform this ritual with your doll. So meditate with the doll and focus on the desired effects you hope it will bring. It takes a lot of patience and clearing your mind. So that's why, like, you should definitely be alone or in a quiet area to do this. Make sure if you're making a doll for someone else that you have a doll that represents them, and then you focus on the desire you wish for them. So if it represents someone else, whenever you're making a doll, you want to get it as close, as closely, what am I trying to say? It needs to represent them as closely as possible. So if they have blue eyes, then put something blue for their eyes. If they have curly black hair, then get some, I don't know, something that represents them, that reminds you of them. Like, it can be their hair or your hair if it's your doll, clothing, fingernails. Get creative, okay? Making these dolls are not, they don't have to be pretty. Let's just be clear of that. They don't have to be pretty, they just need to be functional. So whether you're making a doll for yourself or for somebody else, it needs to resemble that person as closely as possible. It's all about intent. It's all about, you know, when you're looking for these items to create this doll, you want to keep your intent in your mind, in your focus to... Because the magic doesn't just happen when you're sitting at your altar and doing your magic. The magic starts when you first get that intention in your mind and as you're following through with it. Okay. So we already gone over the good stuff that you can use the voodoo dolls for, which is, again, fertility, marriage, luck, prosperity, self-love, protection, healing. Okay, so I forgot to mention, the colored pins. There are traditionally 7 colored pins that you use. in a doll. The yellow represents success. Green represents money. White represents healing. Red represents power. Purple represents spirituality. Blue represents love. Black represents repelling negative energies. All right, so I had to take a break for a moment because I had some customers. But I left off where I was mentioning the colored pins and what they represent and what they're used for. So we already went over the good stuff, how to use a doll. Now let's get into the bad stuff. So how to use a doll, voodoo doll, for bad or evil. If you want somebody to have money problems, have business problems, bad luck, bad health, a bad day, month, year, marriage problems, fertility problems. If you want to make somebody's life a living hell, like, that's basically different ways that you could do it. By using the colored pins for harm, if you wish to exert power over someone, use a red pin, for example. Like a red pin, you would focus on it, and then you would prick the doll in the individual in the head. Like if you wanted to, like I said, exert power over them, then you would use a red pin. So I wouldn't recommend doing that, though. Sorry, I got a little distracted. So yeah, if you want to kind of get in their mind and like change the way they're thinking or whatnot, you would prick them in their head. Just like before with setting good intentions for dolls by meditating with the doll, focus your desires to harm or cause misfortune to that person. You want to create an altar for your doll. Like I said, you want to create a quiet space to do that. Light a candle that corresponds to whatever you're doing. But if you wish to invoke harm upon someone through a voodoo doll, you can use regular needles. You don't have to use like the colored needles. Like if you generally just want to just cause harm, you don't really care what happens to them, you can use, you know, regular needles, rope, wire, water, or any sort of torture device you wish. Then you would concentrate on the person you wish to harm and the actions that you are carrying out. Now, talking about the bad stuff sort of makes me a little uncomfortable because I do not recommend using your doll for bad. I only recommend using it for good because what comes around goes around. By there's so much you can do with a voodoo doll that is good. I mean, there's so much good that you can accomplish. And there's also a lot of bad as well. You know, there's... there's a lot of bad, but... I mean, how horrible of a person do they have to be for you to just go that low? You know? Think about that. Hopefully, you don't use a doll for bad. Again, I do not recommend it. So, I think that is it for this episode. If you have any questions, feel free to message me. You can message me on here or my social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram under The Magical Moon. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Blessed be.